Okay, welcome to another video. Why do I literally keep saying video? It is a podcast. My name is Chloe, and if you are new here, welcome to the podcast. It is literally about everything and all things of life. My podcasts are all raw and natural, so whatever I say gets put in here, it does not get edited out. Anywho, it is Sunday, August 23rd. And I have to go back to my apartment tomorrow. I am at my parents' house right now. Apartment, dorm, literally the same thing. I gotta go back tomorrow. So sad. It's okay. I kind of want to go back though. Maybe I can actually get some work done. But what I need to do, y'all are literally about to hear my bed creak. Oh my god. My laptop is about to fall. Oh my word. Literally, I can't right now. I literally can't. I think we're good. Now we're good. I'm really just praying that this video did not go out. Anywho, I had to get my charger for my laptop and my phone. And they were on my floor. And I really didn't want to have to get up and get it. Oh, okay, so where's the recording? Yeah, I really didn't want to have to get up and get it. So, I'm going to be playing my game, and y'all are just going to be listening, I guess, if you can even hear me, because you're whatever, I'm pretty sure you can. Anywho, I have to go back to my dorm tomorrow, and so much stuff is happening soon. Literally so much stuff. More than I can comprehend at the moment. So, hopefully nobody family-wise listens to this. Because my mom doesn't know this is happening. But, my dad wants to get my car detailed after it gets out of the shop right now. We have to tow it tomorrow to get my engine checked out or something. Like, something's wrong with it or whatever. So, we're just going to get it fixed. It's probably going to be in there for like a week. It's okay. Honestly, it's okay. It'll be worth it in the end. Anywho, yeah, my dad wants to get it. I really forgot what it was called. But it's not like you paint it. It's just like, oh, wrap it. He wants to wrap my car. He wants to get it wrapped. And he wants to get my tires detailed and all this other stuff. so sorry. My like best friend was like, your eyes are a dream. Literally, my eyes are like something different. Anywho, they're just like the weirdest color in the world. Is my phone... Okay, my phone is charging. Let me turn the low battery mode off so it can really charge. So, anywho. Yeah, my dad wants to get my car wrapped. He wants to get my tires dipped in matte black. So, my car is going to be decked out, basically, once it gets the engine fixed. And we're going to save up some money for that. Which, I don't mind the color of my car right now. It's literally just white. Which, I don't care. But, my dad wants to get my car literally decked out. I'm basically just going to talk about my past week. Because I don't think I talked about it yet. My past week was basically my first week of college. So I got to meet like my roommates and stuff like that. They're all amazing people. excuse me. Yeah, they're like all amazing people. My classes are easy to find, and they're just right where I need them to be. Now, there's this one class that's kind of being a pain in my butt right now. It's my English class. So, it told me where to go, and that's exactly where I went. I literally went 10 minutes before. Because, again, like, I'm a freshman. I gotta know where I'm going so that I know when to be there and stuff like that. Well, yeah. Story of my freaking life. I don't really get this game. Okay, I'm leaving. Anywho, so I went there 10 minutes early. Nobody came. The door seemed to lock. It seemed locked, and nobody was, like, literally nobody was there. I was there for, like, 30 minutes just waiting for something to happen, and nope, nothing happened. Not a thing at all. Pretty frustrating is what it was. It was frustrating. But it's whatever. I'm okay. So, I got back to my dorm and I emailed her at 1:17 p.m. The class started at 12:45 and I just literally walked back to my dorm. I was like, I'm not doing this. So, I emailed her and I was like, so I came and I was looking for, you know, the Zoom link, and I could not find a thing. I never got an email back. Like, I literally just sat there. If I could pull it back up again, I freaking would. But it's like a hassle just to get on my school thing again. Anywho, I sat there and emailed her. I was like, hey, I was there for like 30 minutes. You know, there's no window, so I couldn't tell if the lights were on or off, but the door seemed locked and nobody was coming. You know, was I in the right location? Did I just, you know, miss the memo that we weren't having class? And then I told her that I don't know if it's Blackboard or if it's something with the Wi-Fi right now or just, you know, the AUM website, but I do not see a Zoom link. She said in her syllabus that Zoom links will be provided for those who do not want to meet face to face, that she was going to email them or put them out on Blackboard. So I emailed her and I was like, I just don't understand. Like, what am I missing something? Like, what is it? She never emailed me back. But I checked this morning, Sunday. Keep in notice that I emailed her Thursday. I checked this morning. She sent out an email. I thought she was sending an email to me. No, this was a class-wide email talking about, just in case you missed it, here's what we covered. Look for a Zoom link in Blackboard. Basically going over that groups will meet when they're supposed to meet, and then the Zoom link will be on Blackboard. So I was like, okay, whatever. You never emailed me back. I'm just gonna ignore this, whatever. But yeah, that's kind of just like the only thing I have a problem with. In our school, it's like you kind of just have to go up a chain of command. So if you email a teacher about something pretty important and they don't email you back, even though you wait a few days, then you have to go to one of their office hours. And then if they are not there, you kind of have to go up. Like, you have to, like, step up. I don't really know who to go to. Or, like, if you're not under the program I'm in, I don't know who you would go to outside of that. But probably like the admin of the department. And if the admin can't help, you go to like the dean. And then it just goes up from there. But for me, I have to talk to the person that's over my program, the bridge program. And then from there, I have to, she can basically answer any question that I need as for why I'm not getting an email back. But it's okay. My only problem is that my English teacher's office is literally on the 6th floor of our library. I cannot. Like, if she's not there, I will literally scream. I'm not even about to. Like, I will find an elevator. But I'm just saying. I can't, man. I literally can't. Let's check my Snapchat. Girl, I don't even know what this is. So this girl was like, since men know everything, what is this? I'm a whole woman and I don't even know what this is. A whole female, I'm a whole woman and I don't even know this is. Like, I feel like I've seen this before, but I don't know. I have no clue. My friend Peyton is so pretty. I need more friends. That's what the freak I need. That's exactly what I need. On everything, I need more friends. I need more friends. Okay. Let's get my game on the roll. Oh, excuse me. That was nasty. I just burped. Gross. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to find a game to play because I'm literally so bored. Trying to find a game to play. I think I'm gonna play Sims. I like Sims. They make mods and crap. Have y'all ever heard like Gray Still Plays? I literally love to do stuff like that. Like make little things and such. Yes. I literally love stuff like that. Made them climb stairs. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm so tired. It's literally, I stayed up till midnight last night. I'm so proud of myself. I don't think I could have said that like a month ago. 2 months ago. Yeah, no, there was no way that I could have said those words, like, 2 months ago. I used to, like, sleep during the day and, you know, be up all night. That was probably the most exhausting thing I've ever done in my life. Oh my gosh, there's like something in my throat. Literally the most exhausting thing that I've ever done or have ever put my body through is all that crap. Could never do that mess again. I'm telling you, it's like a whole new freaking world. Whenever you like force yourself to stay up all night so that you can sleep during the day, it's disastrous. See, mine wasn't intentional. I don't know how mine happened, but I know that I didn't do it on purpose. It was a pure accident. I'm trying to think. I can't remember when it was, but it was just literally one night I could not sleep. I just couldn't do it. And then after that, I just like stayed awake forever. And so my sleep schedule was the worst. Like, I would wake up at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, almost 5 o'clock sometimes. And it literally just made my day so exhausting. Like, I would just major fatigue. I didn't want to do anything. I had no need to do anything. And it's definitely something I regret. Most definitely. I would never recommend it for anybody, ever. I know, like, I really don't have that much to talk about, to be honest. But it's just, like, hard to find things to talk about nowadays because, I mean, COVID and there's all this other stuff going on. It's just, like, I don't really have anything in life to talk about. I don't know. I guess I can talk about this. I don't think she would mind. I'm not going to mention anybody's names, though. But I did have someone talk to me, and maybe this can help somebody out. I did have someone talk to me the other day about, you know, relationships and how theirs kind of just went completely left. And then I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know the full story. I don't know how it started. I just know that she blocked him on everything, literally removed him from her life. And honestly, I'm so proud of her. Like, I'm literally just so supportive of her. And that was the right thing to do. Because honestly, that guy was a jerk face. And it reminded me a lot of me and my ex, the way that she was like talking about it and stuff. And if you were ever in a relationship that me and my ex, you know, like, if it literally sounds the same, run, literally run, go the other direction, just go. That relationship was not good. It was not great. It wasn't healthy. It was toxic. And we may not see it as toxic, but if you ask an outside person, they will be like, girl, yeah, like, it's just toxic. So, we don't like toxicity. in this household. But there is no but. Y'all, no red flags when it comes to relationships. I mean, if you've never been in one, don't ever be in one. It's nice to be in one, and eventually we will all find our special someone. We will just be there one day. And can't express that enough to you. Okay, hang on. Just, like, know who you're dealing with. Invisible. Before you get with them, basically. It's not fun. You literally just, you want to cry. And it's the worst thing ever. I literally almost just fell. I really just don't know what to say anymore. It's like blank conversations. It's literally all it is. I can't. Know your red flags. Know who you're dealing with. Ask surrounding people about the person that you're interested in before you become interested in them. I know that a lot of people say that other opinions don't matter, but I feel like they low-key do when you ask the right people. So, lifetime best friends, people that grew up around him. I mean, like, even if they don't know him, they may know what he's like from a person who doesn't know him perspective. You know, like, I can sit here and talk about, let's see, Jordan. Jordan is someone I'm aware of. When I went to school with him, he seemed pretty chill, pretty laid back. He was, you know, he's part of the popular group, et cetera, stuff like that, into sports. And as an outsider, that's all the information I can give you. Now, if you were to ask, like, a best friend of his, he can probably tell you a little bit more information. But it's always good to have, like, an outside point of view and an inside point of view about the person that you're interested in. Because I promise you, it can help you a lot. I have this friend who knew my ex, you know, longer than I have, and she really told me a lot about him and opened up to me about him. So, knowing that I definitely wasn't alone and that I wasn't the first victim, in air quotes. Yeah. Now, he's never laid his hand on me. He's never been, like, abusive or anything, but he's definitely said some things that really messed up my mentality, my confidence, my self-esteem, etc. you know, he said some stuff that really, like, ruined that for me. And kind of just, like, tore me down. But I guess that's really all I have to talk about. I promise there will be more tomorrow. My mind is just bland right now. I guess we just have those days where things aren't really too bright in the sky, but I will talk to y'all later. See ya.